It's time for your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host for this program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at my website, beingfreenow.com. So what about those mistakes? What do we do when we realize we've taken a wrong step or made a wrong decision? Either something we're still dealing with now or something that remains a fixture of a failure in our past life, or maybe some decision we made that when we look back, it feels like it's led us down a path that seems now like it might have been off course for true success and happiness. We've all had these moments, and our focus on them is where we make our days a living hell of regret and disappointment. If these mistakes seem to want to keep themselves so alive in our thoughts, well, why not focus on them in a more productive way? And there are several ways we can do this. The first thing, and probably what I think is the most important, is to remember that you really can't make a mistake. We can't take over God's control of life and disrupt His divine intention for us. Our behavior and thoughts don't influence the care God is sustaining for us at the ready, and that merciful goodness that's at hand. And sometimes that goodness even more at hand when we've made that mistake and we can take that extra time to allow for comfort and renewal, mercy, realization, reformation, God's action that counters that regret and misery, that self-blame and shame and fear. Even what appear to be mistakes are opportunities to give up that sense of personal control. It's kind of a relief and a release and a recognition of God's supremacy and of our own deserving. Remember that, our deserving of His comfort and care. And with that acceptance of God's loving kindness and His ability to keep us progressing at all times, we can begin to also accept that mercy towards ourselves. Our so-called mistakes are not so much wrongdoing as us doing the best we knew how at the time. It was us going with the information we had in that situation we were in, or in that state of thought we were feeling, and just taking a step. It may have been something that led to something that appeared less than fruitful, or maybe even harmful. But blaming ourselves is unloving and unnecessary, and it also leaves less space and expectation for healing and resolution and that wonderful renewal and redirection. Focusing on self is always succumbing to ego, and egotism, even in that sense of pity and trying to be kind towards yourself, but in sort of a pitying way, that's limiting and small. Whereas our lives are actually full of new insights and opportunities. And when we get out of that ego box, that self-victimization box, we can see that vital life never stopped going on for us, and it never will. Our little mistaken ideas at one time do not affect all time. And here's number three tip. Our very mistakes, so-called, really are not that at all. They are growth. They are learning. They bring humility, not humiliation. And humility keeps us childlike, receptive, and ready to be taught, redirected, instructed. And so really to be wiser for our mistakes rather than to be brought down by them. Okay, so that's what we can do. We know a mistake has been made and want to feel peaceful and move forward. There are also those times when we may in our heart know we have made a mistake, but pride or willfulness keeps us from truly recognizing it and changing course. Idealistic people like me, and probably you, have this problem time sometimes. I've made decisions at certain times based on some principle I'm holding to with a vengeance. I have a dream that must be fulfilled, and if I stray from that big picture dream, I'll be a failure for sure. And yet, something is not working. I'm not happy. I'm not maybe successful. Even if I am, I'm not peaceful. I have a goal I believe in, but my day-to-day life, sort of that inner sense of comfort and rightness and peace, isn't really there, and it's not feeling good, or maybe just feeling too hard. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't feel challenged. We want life to challenge us in ways, but we can also see that sometimes coming down off our high horse or our need to prove something to ourselves or someone else isn't really following a divine purpose being in that state of thought. It's following human will based on a certain outline of what's necessary to be true to our big vision. I've come to see that when we can get down off of that high horse, admit a mistaken approach, if not the goal in itself, we don't have to give up the goal, but maybe that our approach or our thought about it maybe needs some correction. When we're open to that, open to redirection, we maybe find an easier way to go. I find it's easier for me to say I'm wrong and apologize when it comes to other people, but I find when it comes to my own purpose and work in life, it takes some wrestling with self before I'm able to humbly say, you know, I made a mistake. And with that admission, to say also, really just humbly, earnestly, and openly, what do you say, Father, God? How might I stay true to my principles and still live a life that is full of freedom and joy? Peace, comfort. My answer has come at times that if I just come down off that high horse of holier-than-thou intention and decide to just walk for a while on the earth, taking care of each day, open to new direction, I can express the peace that comes from having my feet on the ground and still, you know, keep my face turned upward toward that beautiful higher goal. You really get that sunshine going on and that refreshment that helps me move forward, but not be going forward on human will, but sort of on that sweet divine purpose, step by step. So take a grateful pause and accept those mistakes as moments of discovery. Trial and error is where we come to make the great strides and truly succeed. In this laboratory of life, when our motives are pure and we're doing our best to do what is good and right, we can excel by testing things. This isn't wasting time or losing anything. It's gaining more clarity. It's gaining more of that powerful humility. It's deepening our understanding, refining our thoughts and hearts, and broadening our compassion towards ourselves and towards others as well. Mistakes are not the mark of failure. They are the steps to true and legitimate success. But you know, you don't have to take my word for it. Listen to some really successful people and what they have to say about mistakes. Winston Churchill said this: success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Confucius says, our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. Albert Einstein: anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And Thomas Edison, you may have heard this one before: I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work. You're in good company if you've failed. Just keep that attitude where it needs to be. Keep it close to God. Bless yourself for your seeming failures. They're experiential experiments. They inform you and your life. They're not failure. They're steps along the path of a life that has so much more ahead to explore. I hope some of these ideas were helpful. If you'd like to chat more about them or anything else, please reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I would love to talk with you. Or check out my website at beingfreenow.com for more information about me and what I do. See you next week for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast.